Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including a special guest. And no, it's not Betty Rock. She's out today. She's sick. It's our good friend Brody. Brody, lean into that mic a little bit. How are you?
Good, really good.
Good. Brody's going to be a co-host today with us because Brody is a kid I met at Life Fest who is a drummer by trade. And how old are you now, Brody?
12.
12, okay. And I saw a video of you drumming. I was like, oh, wow, that's impressive. But then he has this whole other side to him where he wants to ruin his life and do radio.
Don't worry, you have two separate... houses for that.
Okay, so you like radio stuff, huh? Like, do you ever see, like, wanting to do this for a living?
Oh, definitely.
Really? That's definitely. Cool, man. Like, I'll tell you, man, it's been a great life for me. I've enjoyed it. I've gotten to go all around the world. I've gotten to do a lot of fun things and be parts of things I would have never imagined. And inside of the Christian world, like some like awesome ministry type stuff. And it's fun. And the key to it is just, you know, being able to tell a story and figuring out what you want to do. Do you want to make people laugh? Then go that route. Do you want to make people think? Then go that route. But figure out your filter, as we call it, and do that, you know. So what kind of music do you like?
Christian rock, more Christian metal.
First, oh, yes, nice.
Okay, good choices.
Go, keep going. Who else? Come on, give me.
What's at the Gate?
Yeah.
I know them.
Do you really get
it? Oh, that's sick. We would not play that here.
No.
That's loud.
Too much.
Yeah.
Except for Christian rock, I do have a few more. Tasha Layton, of course.
Oh, she's great, isn't she? Tasha Layton, even Katie Nicole. We're playing some women artists that I really, really like right now. And I don't. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure for me. Look what you've done. I shouldn't like that song, but
for,
I do.
Like a little while there, it felt like it was, and to her credit, like we played a ton of Lauren Daigle music, and we still play a lot of Lauren Daigle.
Yeah.
But we've
had
a lot of women, I think, come alongside her. And so it's been really cool to get all these different voices.
Well, Lauren went silent, man, for a while, during COVID. Like she was, she had the hot hand, COVID hit, and then she kind of went silent. I hear she's doing an album now, though, and so hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get some stuff from her.
I was thinking because I think the last one was either the last album she did or the last song she did was it Tremble or Hold On To Me?
Hold On To Me is the last one that we added on. Right. I know Tremble came out around a similar time, but Hold On To Me is the only one we played.
Yeah, Tremble didn't make it on our station. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but the other one did. And it's weird. It's interesting to see what they're going to do with her. They're trying to. I've heard that her people are trying to take her more mainstream, which would be fascinating to see if that works because she has such a core in the Christian world that love her, you know, and she wouldn't have to, but maybe that's her calling. Maybe that's what she wants to do. I don't know.
Yeah, because I heard something else, another artist. Kate Thompson just released his new song, Arms of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Has that played here? Because I heard it on our local station.
No. Yeah, it's weird. Like, an artist will release a song, and different stations play it. Others, you know, do, some don't, for a variety of reasons. But the reality is, you only can add a couple songs every week or so, you know? So there might be 1,000 songs that want to get on the radio a year, and you can pick 100, if that, you know? Yeah. And so it's super competitive, and different programmers make decisions for different reasons as to what they play. That's why I don't have to worry about that. I'm responsible for what comes out of my mouth in between the songs, and that's it. And I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah.
It takes pressure off.
It's a little risky sometimes, though.
Well, I can't. And, like, record companies are funny because they'll, like, I'll call somebody and go, hey, I'd like to get so-and-so in, you know, and they always put the pressure on me. They're like, well, tell your boss to play our song. Like, that has nothing to do with me, man. Like, give me a break here.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly. Like, that's part of the business of the music business.
If you could meet one of the artists, like, that we play or that you play on in your setup, who would you want to meet?
I've already met Skillet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. That's hard. I mean, if I could interview them, Skillet, but if I could, like, just meet them and talk to them about the songs that they play, there's a ton. Katie Nicole, Tasha Layton, the ones I said.
Sure.
Kate Thompson, people like that.
Yeah, right. There you go. Here, let's get into some of the stuff we didn't get to on the show today, like kind of celebrities. There are celebrities that you can walk right up to and ask for an autograph, and they'll, you know, happily oblige. But then others who have made a conscious decision to not sign autographs anymore.
Aww, boo.
It's weird. Like William Shatner from Star Trek fame, he'll sign things, but only at conventions where you have to pay and he's getting paid, basically. But he doesn't do it in public. He's one of those. Brian Cranston from Breaking Bad, that. He said he used to be more accommodating, but after 18 years of signing everything for fans, I'm retiring. He does do selfies, though. He will pose for selfies.
See, that's still sweet. That's like the modern signature.
Selfies are better, honestly. Yeah. Like, okay, and not. I know it's going to sound like a weird flex, but like when I go different places, people will ask, you know, like to either take a picture with me or like do an autograph and stuff like that. I always love the picture, and it's great. I remember they'll send me a copy. I have zero problem with it. When they ask me to sign things, it's kind of weird because I don't see myself on that level of signing something that it matters, you know, my signature to somebody. And then B, there's always A, I don't spell well, and I'm dyslexic, so I don't write well. And then they're looking for something that you say in addition to your name, like my
there's pressure
biggest
there.
Fan ever. Yeah, yeah. And like I never know what to write. And so for me, I'd much rather just pop in and do a selfie. Like, I like that a lot better.
I'm actually seeing KB in Passion today.
Oh, are you really?
Whoa.
I'm not sure if he's here, but I'm seeing it with another friend as well.
KB's great.
Yeah, he is.
That's awesome. Steve Martin did something interesting. He's a comedian and an actor. He did this a while back. He used to hand out pre-signed cards that says, it was like a photo of him that says, this certifies that you had a personal encounter with me and you found me warm, polite, intelligent, and funny.
That's awesome.
Like, what a great way to handle that.
And it kind of does save him from having to, like, do the actual signing part in, like, the moment, per se. It's a quick handout, and people still get to, like, brag that they have that.
Jonah Hill did that too. He did one. He kind of borrowed the idea. He handed out cards and said, I just met Jonah Hill and it was a total letdown. So more self-deprecating, which is funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had a situation where, Michael Knight. David Hasselhoff. Michael Knight was his character in Knight Rider. Gavin looked confused. He's ready to Google.
I felt young for a second.
I met David Hasselhoff, and I was in a radio studio, and he came in, and he literally, I mean, I haven't even said hardly two words to him, and he's like, well, I know we're probably going to get to this anyway, so let's get it over with. And he pulls out a pocket of pictures of himself. Who do you want me to make these out to? And my partner and I were like, Wally? You know, like,
yes, I think at that point, do you turn him down,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, like, I felt like going, neither of us, you know? I don't have it. I threw it away. I wish I had kept it, because it's such an awkward, weird story. I wish I had kept it to this day, because I would have had that. Some other stuff. This is crazy. We were watching this. We're spending more time in the entertainment world today, maybe because Betty's not here. But we were watching Good Morning America the other day, and they had this K-pop band on from Korea. Now, Brody, do you like K-pop at all? Are you familiar with that at all?
There is this person that it's Russian. There is this person that covers Skillet. Oh. And they're a Russian band. I'm not sure what they're called, but
that's interesting. Yeah, but this is Korean pop, and it's a new band called NCT 127 or 127.
Oh, it's like a droid.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But remember, you were here when we were watching it. Remember?
Yeah, it was terrible. Okay. And there was 9 guys in the band. We've like elevated from the golden ages of 5 or three
five?
People.
Five, yeah.
Now we're at 9, which is basically just like a choir.
98 Degrees had 3, and then a couple other
Boys
bands.
O
Town. Did Boys to Men, and then you got to the NSYNCs and the Backstreet Boys. The formula was 5. Well, this K-pop band, they just debuted on the world Billboard chart at number 1. Like, oh my goodness. But they've taken the 5 boy band formula and upped it to 9 boys in the band. And really, this could be 2 bands. You could have a 4 band and a 5 band and make even more
probably
money.
Make a lot more money and have a lot more music come out. But maybe they're just a group of 9 best friends from their childhood.
No, they were built together.
I don't love
that. That's how One Direction came apart, came together, is they were all put like on Britain's Got Talent, and they kind of built them out of that. The other problem with this is, how am I ever going to pick the K-pop member from NCT 127 that I like the best? You know, the one that I'm going to put on my wall, because there's 9 of them. I can't pick.
Well, and you brought up a good question the other day. It's like, how do you only have just 1 bad boy in the band?
Statistically, you're going to have 3 bad boys, 2 sensitive ones, 2 blondes for some reason, and 1 that's counting every step as he dances, and 1 talented one. Like, that's the only way that this works.
Yeah, this thing's probably going to go crashing down at some point.
Yeah, but there you go. Yeah. K-pop is on the move here.
Good for them.
Let me see.
In about 2023, they're going to be... It's just all going to break apart.
Here's hoping.
There'll be 20 people in
here. Here's hoping. This is a bizarre story out of New Zealand. The New Zealand government is proposing a tax basically on greenhouse gases on farmers with farm animals that basically they're taxing their animals for burping and releasing gas to tackle climate change.
What?
I'm not making this up. I wish I was making this
up.
It
was in New Zealand.
Yeah, the government said that they would levy the world's first tax on these farmers. But it's okay, because the farmers can recoup this by simply charging higher prices for climate-friendly meat. Oh my gosh!
Are we tackling the wrong problem?
Yeah,
here?
If you're a farmer in New Zealand and your cows, you walk by Toots, and then you look over in the distance and you see a factory that's got a plume of smoke 24/7, have to be thinking, this is insanity. Am I taking crazy pills here? There's no way that this should be a thing.
And you cannot tell a cow to control its gas.
No, and so it's just lunacy, man. And so it's like you tax businesses to death, and then you just let them be the bad guy and pass on the burden to the consumer. And that's what the New Zealand farmer guys were saying. They're like, well, look, you're either going to put us out of business, and then you're going to have to import food, from other countries, which is going to raise your price, so the consumer still loses. And really, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, do you really believe that these cows are destroying our, ozone layer and our climate? It's sheer abject lunacy to think that, when you've got countries like India and China that are putting so much pollution into the earth or into the atmosphere with their production, that we're not making a dent. Like, even our best day of all the things that we do, if the world doesn't do it, it doesn't matter.
True.
So it's
though
crazy.
I have driven through like a cow, basically a cow thing in Texas, where there are like thousands upon thousands of cows. It does stink.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I agree with you that there's no way that that is going up into the atmosphere and ruining this planet to the extent that these other things are.
The irony is what it takes to make an electric battery, a battery for an electric car, is far more brutal as a carbon footprint on the society that wants to be clean and wants to supposedly do the right thing. That's far more detrimental to our society than these cows. Did you know?
You said this was in New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes.
Let's just put that on the list of the places I'm not going to.
There you go. They do have a lot of cows. I will say that. The cows outnumber people in New Zealand, which is kind of crazy. But anyway. All right. Gavin, do you have birthdays for us today?
I did. I almost forgot, but then I didn't, and I pulled up the sheet.
What do you got?
David is giving a shout-out birthday for himself.
Oh, well, there you go, David. Happy birthday. If no one else told you today, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, this is interesting, actually. It's not actually his birthday. It's his spiritual birthday, the day that he got baptized. His birthday's actually in December. Okay, and then
I wish I remembered mine.
Well, that was his question. He asked, do you celebrate your spiritual holiday?
No.
I don't. I mean, I think I was 4 years old when I became a Christian.
Yeah.
But I was four.
And really at four, what do you know at that point, you know?
It was just like a simple on my bottom bunk bed thing. So
yeah, the thing, man. Like I wish I remembered it because there are people that have these great conversion stories and you're like, wow, that's so impressive. And like, I know for me, I went to a Christian school and they scared me with hell all the time. Like every
year. Same here.
Did you really?
Yeah. We went to a Baptist church.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
It was just yelling.
Yeah. That's how I grew up. I grew up the same way. Brody's parents are like, "What are you saying, boy?" Don't name the church for the love of all that's holy, Brody.
I'm gonna bleep it out. Stop.
It was the.
So, and he's still going. He's still going. I love this kid. Oh, that's
it wasn't
so great.
All the time.
Yeah,
it wasn't all the time.
No,
but like so yeah like so I got saved probably 15 times. You know, like I'd do the walk and then like I'm like I just gotta make sure it took. And which you know, I mean it's one and done and it takes and stuff like that. But as a kid, I had no idea and it scared me. You know, and so I wish I had.
I've
that
still
day.
Said that prayer here and there. Like at 26, I'll have something like. My chest's hurting. Might die here any second now. I probably should cover my pain.
Yeah, just gotta get this knocked out. Because I remember being baptized at First Baptist Church of Lake Worth in Florida, but I don't remember what the date was.
Is that also a yelling church?
Ish. It was Baptist church.
Okay,
yeah.
love it.
Not like Brody's church, apparently.
A named church.
It might have been a dream, but I have no idea. Because my memory, I can't tell if my memory is faint or not because...
Well, you're 12. Like, I don't think that's happening.
Because I do remember some things from the past, but most of the things are a dream because I remember dreams like that.
Really?
So. Yeah.
Well, when you get older, you're dreams and reality start to blend.
They're all the same.
Like, yeah, there's things it's weird. I was thinking about this the other day. I was trying to think, okay, how many memories from my childhood, because people ask you questions all the time, and you get older, and, like, you remember certain things, and you kind of tell the same stories, and unless something else spurs a different memory, but I'm like, wow, I have, like, these giant holes in my memory of my life as a child. Like, I mean, like... I might remember one or two things from a year, and that would be it, you know. And then the next year, like, well, I know other stuff happened to me, you know, and good times, but I just don't remember it.
I still have a solid foundation of a lot of the things that did happen, but then every once in a while, I'll see like a photo or an album. I'll be like, I don't remember having that haircut, or I don't remember doing that event, or anything like that.
Or you have memories because people told you what was going on. Like your mom will tell you, and this is when we went to California, and you did this. Like I have stories of my time driving cross country that my mom has told me that I have no idea. I don't remember a single bit of it, but she told me all the things I got into and the bad things.
Because we went on, me and him went on a tour. My dad went on a tour with, not like with them, but we went to a tour with Toby Mac.
Oh.
She's never seen Toby Mac.
Oh, your mom has it?
And I thought she was with us, but it was actually a Skillet concert that it was.
Gotcha. So,
because I thought he was one of the, I don't want to say backups, but what's the word I'm looking for?
Opening act?
Opening act.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That was the only birthday.
I did have one more. Oh, go. I was waiting for us to get through that. So we have Lindsay. She's trying to wish, or she's wishing her mom, Alicia, a happy birthday. She is the strongest woman I know, a wonderful caregiver, and is always serving others. And she's also a huge potty.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that. We appreciate everybody that listens to this. Brody, thank you for coming in and making us a part of your tour here.
Absolutely.
Your tour. Appreciate that. And,
yes.
You know, hopefully someday we'll either be competitors in radio, work together, or you'll be in a band and we'll be interviewing you.
I don't know if you want to be his competitor.
Yeah, I'm a little competitive. I'm going to ruin this kid.
I'll crush him.
All right, that's going to do it for your Aftercast, and thanks for being a buddy.